just turned 65 or you're about to, that means you have to make some important decisions about healthcare. Hi, I'm Rob West. You may decide to sign up for an Advantage plan when you sign up for Medicare at age 65, but that's not the only choice you have for additional coverage. I'll talk about another option today, and then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is MoneyWise on American Family Radio, biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Okay, so I'm talking about a Medigap policy, and it's one more piece of the insurance jigsaw puzzle you may want to consider. It could save you thousands in medical bills. Medigap is an extra form of health insurance you can buy if you already have Medicare. Like a Part C Medicare Advantage plan, a Medigap policy will help you pay some of the costs that aren't covered by Medicare Parts A and B, where you still have to pay deductibles, copays, and coinsurance for approved medical care and services, which can add up quickly. A Medigap plan is a private insurance policy that can help you pay for some of the out-of-pocket costs that aren't covered by Medicare. The premium would be in addition to your Medicare Part B premium and Part D prescription drug premium. One important thing to remember is that you can't have a Medicare Advantage plan and Medigap insurance. You have to choose one or the other to supplement basic Medicare. So which one is better for you? Well, it depends on your finances and health circumstances. Comparing the two, Medigap coverage will usually have a higher monthly premium, but lower out-of-pocket expenses. Medicare Advantage plans generally cost less and cover more services. You might look at it this way. If you're in good overall health, you might choose a Medicare Advantage plan. But if you have a covered condition that requires frequent medical services with copays, Medigap might be the way to go. Something else to consider, traditional Medicare and Medigap policies cover you for any doctor or facility that accepts Medicare. But Medicare Advantage plans usually limit you to the doctors and facilities in their network. So Medigap costs more, but you get to choose your doctor. And that's a very attractive feature for folks with a pre-existing condition. So who's eligible for a Medigap policy? Well, if you're 65 or older and eligible for Medicare, and you already have Medicare Parts A and B, you can get a Medigap policy. But again, not if you already have a Medicare Advantage plan. You can't have both. Now, when it comes to what's covered by a Medigap plan, things can get a bit confusing. As I mentioned, Medigap plans in general cover deductibles, copays, and coinsurance costs. But there are actually many different types of Medigap plans, and each is identified by a letter, A, B, D, G, K, L, M, and N. Each plan provides a different level of supplemental coverage to Medicare. You have to pick the one that best meets your needs. Fortunately, you can find a comparison of the different Medigap plans at Medicare.gov, and we'll put a link to that in today's show notes. And this should help simplify your decision. All Medigap policies have standardized coverage, meaning every company offering Medigap L, for example, has to cover the same things. The only difference will be the price. So after you choose the lettered plan that works best for you, just shop for the lowest price in your state. And what might we expect to pay for Medigap coverage? Well, it varies depending on your state and the plan you choose, but the average for 2023 is $155 a month. However, that's only for an individual. Under the rules, your spouse would have to have a separate plan. One other thing to keep in mind, with a Medigap plan, you may also want to get separate Medicare Part D coverage because it doesn't cover prescription drugs. If you decide to go with a Medigap plan, you can sign up for any plan offered in your state during the 6 months after you enroll in Medicare Part B. That initial enrollment window is crucial because during that period, you're eligible for any plan even if you have health problems. The company has to take you on and they can't charge you extra for a medical condition. After 6 months, however, you no longer have that guarantee. Now, there's one more thing you should know about healthcare coverage. Now that you're turning 65, I mentioned that you can't have both Medicare Advantage and Medigap coverage. However, if you already have Medicare Advantage and you'd like additional coverage, you can check out a medical cost sharing ministry. For example, with Christian Healthcare Ministries, you can have both a Medicare Advantage plan and CHM coverage, which costs about the same as a Medigap plan. Well, that's a lot to think about as you make your decisions about healthcare coverage, but we hope it helps. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back. Stick around.
On American Family Radio. Hi, I'm Barry McGuire. I'm a layman here to remind you that faith sharing is a barometer for your spiritual health. When it comes to faith sharing, silence isn't golden. You have stories to tell, and you're the expert at how God has loved you and worked in your life and expects you to tell your stories. In John 9:3, Jesus said to his disciples, "This happens so that the work of God might be displayed in your life so that the power of God can be seen through you." How great is that? Your stories have been given to you so you can lead everyone to Jesus. It couldn't be more simple. Just tell your stories. What else are you doing today? Any more important than that? The answer is nothing is more important. In fact, is there anything you'd rather have God see you doing today? I don't think so. Get help sharing your faith at igniteamerica.com.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the MoneyWise program. For more than 30 years, they've been helping Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors at every stage, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. Through scriptural principles and practical suggestions, SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information, including the short video webinar on profit and peace of mind, no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. See, we don't have to engage in psychological brainwashing techniques and all this nonsense that the left traffics in because they're godless, for the most part. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations. That's how we fight.
Tune in to The Awakening, weekdays at noon Central on American Family Radio.
Siri, I need some advice.
What's up?
I have questions about planning for retirement, long-term care insurance. I don't know where to start.
It sounds like you need the MoneyWise app. It's a free app that will help you find those answers and more.
Really?
Sure thing. You can ask your questions within the app and access helpful articles and MoneyWise podcasts.
Sounds great. Siri, download the MoneyWise app.
Okay, searching for MoneyWise on the App Store. Learn more at app.moneywise.org.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian Credit Counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian Credit Counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
Thanks for tuning in to MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, your host. This is where we take a look at God's money through the lens of Scripture. That's right. We're all money managers for the King of Kings as stewards of His resources entrusted to our care. Our goal, to be found faithful in managing those resources. In order to do that, we have to live with contentment, holding everything we have loosely, living within God's provision, providing, but yes, also giving. And supporting God's work through the local church and those in need and where God is at work around the globe. That's our opportunity as stewards of the Master's resources. Here's the thing we need to keep in mind, though. As a steward, we want to reflect the heart of the Master. And so as we do that, we go back to Scripture to see how we should be handling God's money. Well, let's apply that wisdom to what you're facing today in your financial decisions. We'd love to hear from you. We've got some lines open today for any financial financial question. The number to call is 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. Our team is standing by and we'll look forward to receiving your call. Speaking of being connected to God's activity around the globe, well, it's Operation Christmas Child season. That's right. Between now through November the 21st, you have the opportunity with Operation Christmas Child and Samaritan's Purse to send the good news of Jesus Christ to children around the world through a simple shoebox gift. That's right. Every shoebox gift is an opportunity to share God's love, and it's a direct way for you to equip the local church around the world, because Operation Christmas Child's local ministry partners with each church in their own local community to establish long-term relationships. This has been going on since 1993, and this year, Operation Christmas Child expects to collect and celebrate its 200 millionth gift-filled shoebox. These are going to go to hard-to-reach areas and more than 100 unreached people groups, and this will open the door for evangelism and follow-up discipleship. So would you consider packing a shoebox this year? My family does it every year, and our kids really look forward to it. We love being involved in this great ministry. You'd simply pack a standard size shoebox, drop it off during the third week of November. That's November 14th to the 21st, and they will be collected at more than 4,500 drop-off locations across the country. To get more information, just visit SamaritansPurse.org/OCC. Again, SamaritansPurse.org/OCC, and you can find the drop-off location near you. What a great opportunity to be involved in God's activity, and we hope you'll participate this year. All right, let's take your calls and questions today at 800-525-7000. We'll also be taking a few of your emails. In fact, why don't we start there? This one comes from Elsie, and she writes, "I have a 17-year-old daughter. What is the best way to help her establish credit? Should I co-sign for a credit card in her name or a charge card at a big retail store?" And I'm not a big fan of that approach. You certainly could create, add her as an authorized user on your account, which means you're still liable for all charges. If she doesn't charge anything on that account, Elsie, she will just automatically inherit the credit status of your particular card, which means if you're an on-time payer, all of that will pass over to her credit report. If you have a late payment, that will pass as well. So you've got to be careful with that one and make sure you have a clear understanding as to whether or not she is able to use that or not and up to what amount. I don't like the idea of co-signing. The scripture discourages that clearly. You know, another way for you to help teach her how to manage money wisely and establish credit would be, number one, to first of all impart these big ideas around God owning it all and our role as stewards, that the Bible speaks to all of these issues related to money. Also, setting up a checking account and beginning to establish a budget or a spending plan with a priority toward giving and saving before spending. But helping her work all of that out will be skills that will really help her. Now, if you want to establish credit and do it in her name, one way to do that, Elsie, is through what's called a secured credit card. This is where she would put an amount on deposit with a banking institution. They would issue credit against it up to the amount on deposit as the limit. She could then set up a recurring charge for a budgeted item. And this goes back to that spending plan I was talking about, where it's a planned expense. She pays it off in full every month. It might be less than $10 a month. It could be a very small charge. But what that's going to do is now report her as an on-time payer every month to her credit file, which will begin to establish that credit. It's going to take time. She's got a lack of history, and we certainly don't want her going into debt for the sake of establishing credit. But these are some strategies you can use to help her begin to establish her credit over time. The key is make sure you do it in an environment where you can help to correct and provide some wisdom along the way, and she can learn some of these valuable lessons, both in biblical money management as well as financial literacy. I hope that helps. All right, let's head to the phones today. The number to call, 800-525-7000. Again, that's 800-525-7000. Let's begin in Culpeper, Virginia. Monty, thanks for calling. How can I help you, sir?
Rob, thank you. And I want to make a little bit of fun of this, but tell all the things you're wonderfully telling us about Medicaid and Medicare and what, you know, plans are best for you. How about taking those 87,000 pistol pack and IRS people and turning them into useful people that can help elderly when they qualify for Social Security, that what is the best plan for them instead of us being gouged out of money we don't earn?
Well, Monty, I can hear through your words how you feel about all of this, and I can certainly understand. It is a confusing area, no doubt, and there's plenty of need for more education and assistance here, and the additional IRS workers, I can certainly understand you think that's a bit overdone, and I would concur with you, sir. But fortunately, there's a lot of good information out there with regard to these plans, and if you do your homework, you know, you'll find that they are quite reasonable and really provide some great coverage. But I certainly get where you're going with all of that, and we appreciate you weighing in on the program, Monty. God bless you, my friend. To Illinois, hey, Patrick, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Doing great.
I was wondering, I've been a musician for like 25 years, you know, and I've got 8 grandchildren now, and you know, over the years, I've got some stuff, you know, out on YouTube, iTunes, stuff like that, you know, and I need to set up like a trust, you know, like where my royalties, right now my royalties go into like a PayPal thing, then it goes to my bank, you know.
Yes.
But I want to set up like a trust, you know, because we don't have a 401k, you know. I'm a lifetime member of BMI, and I played Nashville for years, but now I'm getting, you know, long in the tooth, you know. I still play when I want to, but the thing about it is I want to set up a trust for my grandchildren so that they can receive those royalties even after, and say one of my songs that I wrote, and I've got several, you know, hits it, makes it big or something. How can I go about doing that?
A couple of thoughts, Patrick. Number one is, and we'll get to the trust here and the royalties that will be paid out beyond your life, but in terms of your own long-term savings, do you have a retirement plan of any kind?
Well, you know, what I did was I invested in silver.
Okay. Oh, looks like we lost you there. I would encourage you to set up a SEP IRA, which could be a great tool for you as a self-employed person to put some funds away on a long-term basis that's tax-deferred. You can absolutely open a trust and transfer the ownership rights to the trust so the royalties will go there and then name your children or grandchildren as beneficiaries. You're going to want to get with a godly estate planning attorney to set all that up. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
AFA is no longer dependent on Facebook or YouTube to live stream our original programming. As of now, American Family Radio shows like Today's Issues, The Court, Airing the Addisons, and The Hamilton Corner are streaming live on the AFA streaming app. Independent live streaming is the next step as we come out from among them and separate ourselves unto the Lord. Search AFA Streaming or visit streaming.afa.net to sign up.
God's Word is packed with life-changing wisdom about your finances, and MoneyWise is here to help you and millions of others learn to be wise stewards. As a nonprofit organization, we rely on help from MoneyWise patrons, supporters of this mission, to help us continue and expand our outreach. Has God provided financial answers for you through this ministry? If so, please consider becoming a monthly MoneyWise patron. Visit MoneyWise.org and click Give on the homepage.
So they asked me to enter my email address, and the next thing I know, I start getting emails from companies I never even knew existed. What's up with that?
Here at the American Family Association, you have our word that we won't give away, sell, or lease your email address to any other organization or company. We're thankful when you take the time to subscribe to AFA Action Alerts, 1 Million Moms, Engage Magazine, or any of our other online newsletters.
Hey, Greg, I need some advice.
Oh, what's up?
I'm really struggling with finding ways to cut back. With costs going up, especially in healthcare, what do you guys do?
Oh, we use CHM, Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health cost sharing ministry that's been sharing members' eligible medical bills for over 40 years. Sure helped us stick to our budget. And here's the website, chministries.org.
chministries.org.
Hi, I'm Rob West, host of MoneyWise. I'd like to take a moment to ask you to consider investing in the ministry that you know as American Family Association. One way you can support AFA's efforts is through your estate planning. You can shore up permanent income for your retirement years while supporting the culture-transforming work of the American Family Association. Call 800-326-4543, extension 345, or visit afafoundation.net.
How should we as Christians think about investing? What if we could invest our money in a way that aligns with what we believe? At Eventide, we believe it is possible to love God and love our neighbor in the very practice of investing. We design investments for performance and a better world so you can invest for the future with a sense of wholeness and purpose. We call this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at investeventide.com.
Great to have you with us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We're taking your calls and questions today on anything financial. We'd love to hear from you. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Again, 800-525-7000. Back to the phones we go. Caroline in Georgia, how can we help you?
Hi there. I have a family friend who is turning 65 in December, and we need to sign her up for Medicare, but don't even know where to start. With the Advantage plan or some of these gap plans that you were mentioning earlier, perhaps a local insurance agent is the best way to go. What would you suggest?
Yeah, it's a great question. Medicare's annual open enrollment is from October 15th to December 7th each year. However, your friend can enroll in Medicare 3 months before and all the way through 3 months after turning age 65. And unless she's covered by an employer-sponsored plan, she'll need to do that or face a permanent penalty. And I do think it makes sense to look at either an Advantage or a Medigap plan, depending upon, her health status. Oftentimes one will make more sense than the other. You can really start looking for information, and it's a great resource, actually, if she hasn't been to Medicare.gov. That really is the place to start. But getting a health agent who can specialize in this particular area, I think, will be a great help in just comparison shopping all of the plans. You can do that online, but having somebody to guide you can make a lot of sense. So she does want to obviously make this decision within that window. So starting now to begin to research the options at Medicare.gov, I think, makes a lot of sense. Is that helpful, Caroline?
It is. Thank you very much.
Okay. We appreciate your call today. Thanks very much. 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Let's take another one of your emails. So we receive emails all the time, plus questions posted to our MoneyWise community at MoneyWise.org and in the MoneyWise app, which we're grateful for. This one comes from Ruth. She writes, "I have a small business that I run as a sole proprietor. Do you have any tips on how to keep my business money separate from my household and personal funds?" And I would say, Ruth, absolutely. The first thing you really need to do is set up a separate saving and checking account for your business, separate from your personal financial saving and checking account. And then all the business receipts should go into the business checking account so that you can pay your expenses and your salary, which you would transfer to your personal checking. You can set that up as an automatic transfer, but that's really key to really providing this separation, at the outset. Another good thing is to make an automatic is the transfer of a certain amount each month from business checking to your personal, and that way your quarterly estimated taxes are done, so you have the money in your business savings account to pay that bill. So you'll want to go from business checking to business savings every month, the amount of that quarterly estimated tax bill. And then you also want to set up the business as an LLC to protect your personal assets. I would also get a separate liability insurance policy for your business. It's also important to keep really good records and books related to the business separate from your personal finances. You want to be able to defend any business deductions related to expenses with the IRS, and not having those commingled with your personal finances is really key, but also having a good set of books to be able to document and justify those expenses is really critical. So I think you're on the right track even asking this question, Ruth. It's really important that you think through your process, and having an accountant or a CPA help you set all of this up and make sure that you are doing things properly from a tax standpoint is really critical. But I'm glad you're asking this question, and I'm confident you can do things in a way that will be productive for you between the business and your personal finances. So thanks for checking in on that. Another email, this one comes from Frank, and Frank writes, should I spend any extra money that I get to pay down debt or save for retirement? And Frank, this is a great question. So often our handling our finances comes down to priorities, right? It's a productive use of money to give. It's a productive use of money to provide for our families. It's also a productive use to save for the long term and to pay down debt. So how do we navigate that in terms of what is most important at any given time? And ultimately, I think it needs to be a reflection of our values. We need to think through our own goals and objectives in light of where God is taking us. But in terms of this particular question of paying down debt or saving for retirement, obviously both are really key. So what I would say is, if you have high interest credit card debt, about the only thing I would encourage you to save for in terms of retirement would be anything that allows for a match. So if you're going to get 100% return on your money, a dollar for dollar match, that's even far better than credit card interest. So I would take care of that. But after you have a $1,500 minimum emergency fund, I would put every extra available dollar toward paying down and retiring that high interest credit card debt. Then I would go back to the retirement account at that point and get it up to 10%, but limit your lifestyle in such a way that even after you're giving and after your salary deferral of 10% toward retirement, you still have some margin, something left over at the end of the month after all the bills are paid, so that you can increase what you're sending toward debt reduction. Now, if the credit cards are eliminated, where would that surplus go? Well, it could go toward accelerating the payoff of a car note. It could even go toward perhaps an extra payment or so each year to your mortgage, which will cut a 30-year mortgage down to about 26 years. So I think it's important to first establish that emergency fund, then fund our matching on our 401k, then laser focused on that credit card debt, back to the retirement account, bumping it up to 10%, and then margin toward extra debt reduction. The goal being, let's get completely out of debt over time. Let's be systematic in our long-term savings to maximize the effects of our compounding, but let's live well within our means, which is really the key to every financial success. I hope that's helpful to you, Frank. Thanks for writing us. Hey, we're going to head to the phones right after this break. We've got some lines open. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Ernie, we're coming your way just around the corner. Stay with us.
You probably have a strategy for your finances, your career, even your retirement. But do you have a strategy for your giving? At the National Christian Foundation, we can help you create a giving strategy to inspire your family, maximize your resources, and leave a lasting legacy of faith. To learn how, visit moneywise.org/NCF.
Hannah's Heart, a half-hour program specifically designed to encourage Christian couples walking through infertility and miscarriage.
This is not a show that's going to promise you a certain outcome, but this is a show that says however God answers your cry, we know that He's enough.
Hannah's Heart with Ann Cockrell and Kendra White each Saturday afternoon at 5 Central on American Family Radio. You can find the podcast at afr.net.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Money Wise program. If you have money in a retirement account or just a general investing account, you know the stock market can sometimes seem like a roller coaster. But it is possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind in investing, no matter what's happening in the market. You can see a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. Since 1990, Sound Mind Investing has sought to offer financial wisdom for living well. Soundmindinvesting.org.
What's most important to you when it comes to choosing your financial advisor? Someone who's aligned with your biblical values? How about someone who will take the time to explain your options in plain English? Certified Kingdom Advisors are professionals who meet high standards in competence and integrity and have been trained to offer biblical financial advice. To find a Certified Kingdom Advisor in your area, visit MoneyWise.org and click the link that says Find a CKA. That's MoneyWise.org.
AFR programming is now available on Alexa.
You're joking, right?
Nope, not joking.
Seriously?
Yep, this is not a drill.
Wait a minute, no way.
There's a way, the Alexa way. So if you just happen to miss your favorite shows, no worries. You can now listen to each podcast with Alexa. It's simple and it's free. Just visit afr.net/apps and click Alexa. We're not joking.
My name is Kent, and I'm a member of Christian Healthcare Ministries. I have a friend who actually has great insurance, and she recently had a life-threatening experience. And she was laying in the hospital bed afraid, not afraid for her life, but afraid of what her insurance would or would not cover. And as a CHM member, I can honestly say I just never have that fear. I can't tell you the peace of mind that provides.
Learn more about Christian Healthcare Ministries' biblical cost sharing at chministries.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Thanks for tuning in to American Family Radio. This is Money Wise, and I'm Rob West. This is where we apply the wisdom from God's Word to your financial decisions and choices. We'd love to hear from you today. We've got a few lines open for your question, financially speaking. The number to call is 800-525-7000. We'd love to hear from you. Back to the phones we go. Let's head to Virginia. Ernie, you're next on the program, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm 75 years old, retired from the post office. My wife and I have never been on a budget, and we have the Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance. But ever since I turned 65, I'm getting info from Medicare, Part A and Part B, encouraging me to sign up. Is that to my advantage to sign up to those two programs that are like socialist programs?
Do you have, as a federal retiree, Ernie, are you covered through the FEHB, the Federal Employee Health Benefits Program?
I think that's what they call it, Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Yeah. Well, you know, so typically without retiree coverage, you would have to enroll in Medicare Parts A and B when you're first eligible, but it's not mandatory if you have other coverage. Now, everyone who paid enough into the Medicare system during their work years is eligible for Part A. You would have to actually choose to get Part B. So there is a difference in coverage. You know, the FEHB plans generally have more coverage for services like emergency care and vision and dental and that type of thing. So I think it would be worth looking into, but it is not mandatory if you have this federal employee coverage. So you could go to Medicare.gov to read up a bit more about it just to see if it would be beneficial to you, but you certainly don't have to do it.
Okay. If
All right.
I wanted to start a budget, thank you. If I wanted to start a budget, where would I go to see what that feels like?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, Ernie, no matter how much we make, having a plan for our money is really critical to being a good steward because we give every dollar a name. The idea is that as the provision comes in from whatever sources, we, you know, tell it where we want it to go instead of it just kind of slipping through our hands. And it allows us to be more proactive about how we plan to use God's money, how we can create a surplus or a margin to fund our goals and objectives, no matter what season of life we're in. I think the first question is just to determine kind of what would be the most effective process for you? Would you rather use kind of like a smartphone app, something that's a little more automated and digitally inclined, or would you rather use a more tactile kind of paper and pencil and envelope approach? Which feels like it would be better for you?
I'm not sure. I've never done it.
Okay. Are you handy on the smartphone? Do you use apps regularly?
Not regularly. No,
okay.
Sir.
Okay.
I can try it.
Yeah, you could try. Well, we could give you a 6-month pro subscription to the MoneyWise app and have a coach come alongside you to help you set up your budget. That might be the best thing to do. The other approach is a bit more tactile, where you essentially would just keep a little pad with you and just jot down every expense you have over a 30-day period, or better yet, over a 60-day period, just to try to capture all the spending. Not only those things you get a bill for in the mail, but the other spending you do that I call discretionary, where, you know, you're stopping at a coffee shop, or you're going out to dinner, or, you know, you pick up, an article of clothing, something like that. And you got to get all that down in one place. And what that's going to do is begin to capture what your expenses are on a monthly basis, so that you can put it into a budget by category and compare your income, your net income, to your actual spending to see how you're doing, and to determine if there's any areas you want to make a change in or cut back in, so that you can free up more on a monthly basis. And then you could use a physical envelope system to actually control the flow of money, especially with those discretionary categories. The alternative is a more digital approach, where you essentially would connect the MoneyWise app to your financial institutions, whether you use credit cards or checking or savings or all three. All the transactions you have would automatically be downloaded. You would categorize them into housing and transportation and food and, you know, those types of expenses. And then you would look and see, you know, how much you have left over at the end of the month, and be able to control the flow of money that way. So I think either of those could work for you. It's really just what's a better fit for your temperament, wiring, and personality. But at the end of the day, Ernie, getting on a budget and sticking to it, I think is, there's no doubt that's going to make you a better manager of the resources that God has entrusted to you. So why don't we start with the digital option? Let's see how it works for you. And again, one of our coaches would be happy to walk alongside you as you set this up at no cost, just to see if it's something that is beneficial to you. So you stay on the line. We'll get your information, and we'll have somebody reach out to you to get all of this set up. And we appreciate your call today, sir. Let's head to Ohio. James, how can we help you?
Yes, thanks for taking my call. Sure. My wife and I have purchased I-bonds the past couple years. Some family had mentioned that you could actually gift more money, and so that would be greater than the $10,000 limit. Is that true?
Yes, you can gift a savings bond to adults or children. A child under 18 can have a Treasury Direct account if the child's parent or other custodian also has a Treasury Direct account and sets up a linked account for the child. You would just need their full name, social security number, and Treasury Direct account number. So there, you've got a few steps there, but it's certainly doable. And you can give up to $16,000 this year per person without reporting it to the IRS. If you go beyond that, it doesn't create a taxable event for either party. You just have to let the IRS know that you went beyond the 16 annual exclusion, and then that's going to chip away at your lifetime exclusion, which is north of $11 million. So you've got a long way to go before you get close to that, but it is absolutely possible. Is that helpful?
So that is. Am I able to gift my wife and my wife to me in that same manner?
No. Keep in mind, even though the annual exclusion is $16,000, the limit per person per calendar year to buy the electronic I-bonds is $10,000. So no one individual can put in more than $10,000, whether it was a gift or done as a direct investment.
Okay. All right. That's very helpful.
Okay, yeah, treasurydirect.gov is the place to go, and you'll get all the information. They've been incredibly busy as of late, so we're getting lots of reports that, you know, it's difficult to get through on the phone. I mean, the good news is you can do it all online, and now that we're through this huge rush at the end of October for the folks that wanted to get the 9.62% rate, that has passed, and so a lot of the volume has dropped off, so hopefully you'll have a pretty good experience as you get that set up. But it's a great option. I will say for longer term money though, James, you know, money that has a time horizon beyond 5 years, as attractive as that rate is at 6.8% right now for the next 6 months, it is going to begin to drop pretty quickly, I think, you know, next year. And so you will get to a place where this rate is not very attractive. So for young kids in particular, and for adults that have longer term money, I much prefer a properly diversified stock and bond portfolio, especially given where the market's at right now in terms of long-term growth. The rates we're seeing on these I bonds are temporary. They're gonna come down pretty quick next year. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Very good. Absolutely. Appreciate your call today, James. Thanks for being a part of the program. Folks, this is MoneyWise Live, where we apply God's wisdom to your financial decisions and choices. What's on your mind today? We'd love to hear from you. We've got some lines open. 800-525-7000. Call right now, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
For American Family Radio, I'm Charles Morris with Haven Ministries, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. Strong-willed. It can be good or bad, depending on the situation, but any parent with a strong-willed toddler will tell you that it's often bad. Temper tantrums, defiance, mischief left and right. They grow out of the terrible twos, and we can be thankful for that. But a disobedient, strong-willed child can be a real handful. Thankfully, our Savior submitted to the will of His Father. Remember what Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane on the night of His arrest? Father, if you're willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. Jesus obeyed, even to the point of death on a cross, and His obedience earned salvation for us. What a Savior. Try out Anchor Devotional in print. Visit getanchor.com.
Your kids are grown, and you're in a new stage of life. It's a challenging adjustment, but author Dr. Jim Burns says now is the time to make a fresh start. And his new book, Finding Joy in the Empty Nest, will equip you with practical, biblical advice. Learn to manage big issues like aging parents, managing a fixed income, or how to help your children. Request your copy of Finding Joy in the Empty Nest with a gift of $25 or more at moneywise.org.
Investing is more than just returns. It's an expression of who you are and what you value. Does the way you invest your money reflect your identity as a Christian? At Eventide, we design investments for performance and a better world, so you can invest with the confidence to reach your financial goals while remaining true to your Christian values and commitments. We call this investing that makes the world rejoice. More is available at investeventide.com. That's investeventide.com.
Delighted to have you with us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, your host. We're taking your calls and questions here in our final segment of the broadcast today, 800-525-7000. We've got room for a few more questions. Let's head back to the phones. Dallas, Texas. Hey, Cecil, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
No problem. Listen, I just heard you say interest rates would probably drop on the I bond here in the near future. I have an I bond, and I purchased it and at that time, I guess a few months back, 6 months or so, and it was 9.6, if I recall correctly. As we go forward, the next iteration, will my bond that I presently hold, will that drop to, like you mentioned, I think it was 6% or something like that, or will it hold for the next, 5 years or so at 9 point something? That's my question.
Yeah, it's a great question, Cecil, and it does adjust every 6 months based on the prevailing rate. So when you purchase the electronic bonds, you get the rate at that time. And that rate, no matter when you buy it, is good for 6 months from the date you purchase it. So you will have the rate, that 9.62%, for 6 months from the date you bought it. Once that 6 month passes, then you will get the current rate, and it will adjust at that point. Now, that new rate took effect yesterday, and it dropped from 9.62% down to 6.8%. And so your rate will adjust to that for the next 6 months. And then once that passes, then you'll get the new rate. So you will see that systematically coming down. You know, these very attractive rates are temporary, and they will revert back to what we're accustomed to, which is down in the twos and below. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but that means that means I better keep an eye on the rates and then kind of calculate whether it's worth to withdraw the money and pay the fee. Yeah. Or whether it's just kind of hang in there, I guess.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And these are 30-year bonds, but anytime after 12 months, you can redeem the bond. At that point, the interest will be credited. And then if you do that after a year, which is the minimum that you have to hold it, but less than 5 years, you will have a penalty of the last 3 months' worth of interest. As you redeem that. And so, I would keep an eye on it. Just determine at some point it may make sense to take that money and redeem it and put that elsewhere.
Yeah, as long as it's more than the current rate, I guess it'll keep compounding and it'll be okay, I guess.
That's right. And then you could put another $10,000 in next year, because you can do $10,000 per person per calendar year. Hopefully that's helpful to you, Cecil. Thanks for calling in today and clarifying it. It was a great question. To Corpus Christi, Texas, Lisa, you're next on the program. How can I help you?
Hi. I listen to your program every day, and I'm always hearing about the MoneyWise app and don't really know how to get started, but I do need a budget.
Yeah, very good. Well, we'd be delighted to help you with that. The easiest place to learn more about it, Lisa, is on our website at moneywise.org. Just click the app button at the top of the page and you can read all about it. Essentially, the money management portion of the app allows you to set up your budget, connect to your institutions if you're a pro user, download your transactions automatically into the app, so it's constantly being downloaded. And there's three different approaches built into the app to be able to manage money. And the idea is that some folks are a little more directional and hands-off in their budgeting, and some folks are a little more detailed and hands-on. For the directional folks, you're able to essentially just download your transactions by and see them by category, so you can monitor your spending and make course corrections along the way. But it's pretty, pretty hands-off in terms of what you're doing each month. All the way to the more detailed and hands-on approach, which is what we call our digital envelope system, where as the transactions are downloading, they're automatically being placed in digital envelopes. You would fund the envelopes automatically out of your checking or savings. And this is not actually moving money, but it's moving it inside the app, so that as you have your checking account balance, you can see how that's distributed among your envelopes. And as the transactions come into those envelopes at any time, you can see exactly what's left in each envelope. One might be something you're saving for a vacation 6 months from now, and one might be your food envelope, where you're using it all the way down to zero every month and then refunding it when you get a paycheck. That would be the most hands-on approach. But the good news is that you can find a system that works for you, and we've got our team here that'll come alongside you to make sure you're using it properly and getting the most out of it. You'll download it in your app store, either the Google Play or the Apple App Store. Just search for MoneyWise Biblical Finance. And you can get started today. And Lisa, for calling, I'd be happy to give you a 6 month pro subscription so you can try it out. Does that sound good?
That would be absolutely fantastic, because I do need a budget, because I don't see everything. I don't see where I'm spending my money the most. And inflation is sky high right now. And I can't, we've got to get something to where we can plan and be prepared.
And that's really what's so key here. And the nice thing is that you're actually able to go in each month and set up a new plan. So if you need to, something's going to change in December, different from November, as you set up the December plan, you can just roll November forward, or you can tweak it. you know, because you know things are going to change for Christmas, you know, that type of thing. And obviously you can factor inflation into that as well. So I think this will get you what you're looking for, Lisa, and perhaps help you guys stay a little more on top of your finances. So you hold the line. We'll get your information and get that right out to you. And thanks for calling today. Again, folks, if you want to learn more about the MoneyWise app, just head to our website, moneywise.org, and click the app button, or you can download it in your app store today. It's called MoneyWise Biblical Finance. Hey, before we wrap up today, you know, one of the most misquoted verses in all of Scripture comes from 1 Timothy. It's 1 Timothy 6:10, which reads, "For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil." It's often misquoted as money is the root of all evil, but that's not what it sounds. That's not what it says. But once we understand that, here's why the Bible warns against loving money. First of all, craving money can lead you away from your faith in God. Here's the second half of that verse from 1 Timothy 6:10. It says, "Some people eager for money have wandered from the faith and pierce themselves with many griefs." You know, loving money too much makes it an idol, replacing God as the highest priority. Jesus said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment." You know, money is never really enough. Ecclesiastes 5:10 says, "He who loves money will never be satisfied with money." Only Jesus can satisfy the desires of your heart. And also, loving money and God at the same time, according to Scripture, is not possible. In Matthew 6:24, Jesus warns that no one can serve two masters, for he'll either hate the one and love the other, he'll hold to one and despise the other. Then he goes on to say, you cannot serve both God and money. You see, folks, money itself is a neutral. It's neither good nor bad. Like possessions or prescription drugs or relationships or even food, it's not the thing itself that's evil. It's what you think about it or do with it that can become a problem. Loving money opens the door for sins like greed, fear, pride, envy, and dishonesty to take hold, leading us away from the Lord and, well, ruining our witness. Let me read that verse from 1 Timothy again. Listen to this. It says, "For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people eager for money have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs." But that's not all there is. The next verses explain how Christians can avoid the dangers of loving money. Here's what it says. "Flee from all of this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses." You see, folks, if money is becoming an idol for you, turn away from the sinful attitudes and turn back to the Lord. And by the way, if we can help you restore your focus on Jesus in your finances, I hope you'll contact us at moneywise.org. We would be delighted to walk alongside you in that process. You see, what we recognize is that the way we handle money is one of the most clearest indicators into what's going on in our lives spiritually. It really does become a barometer of our spiritual condition. The late Larry Burkett used to say, money and the way we handle it is the clearest indication into our spiritual lives because it's a tangible expression of what we value and where we've placed our trust. It tells a story about what's most important to us. You give me your check register, electronic or physical, and I'll tell you where you have placed your treasure, where your heart is, what is your priority. And I think as we begin to evaluate that, it's not that we want to be riddled with guilt. It's that we want to say, how can I make a change so that my money is actually a reflection of truly what's most important, being connected to God's activity, supporting my family, helping those in need, pursuing my long-term goals so I can follow the Lord more fully and be free to live or die, give or go as the Lord leads. That's ultimately what it's all about. But that means we have to put money in its proper context, and that is a tool to accomplish God's purposes. If it becomes an end, well, then we've got it all out of line. It needs to be a means to an end. And by the way, that end is most powerful when it's something other than us, because we need to be externally focused and we don't want to be too focused on this world. We want to keep an eternal focus with all of it. Well, when we do that, we can experience God's best. It doesn't mean we're not going to have challenges along the way. We certainly will. Just look at the Apostle Paul and what he experienced. But we can still live with contentment because at the end of the day, we know the Lord will never leave us or forsake us. And we can have confidence in his promises and the abundance that we have through faith in Jesus Christ. I hope that's an encouragement to you today, wherever you find yourself on your financial journey. And let me say thank you to my team today. Jim Henry serving us incredibly well today. Pat Montague and Devin Patrick. Couldn't do it without them. Thank you for being here as well. I hope you have a great rest of your Wednesday and come back and join us tomorrow. Lord willing, we'll be here to do it all over again. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.